The Gallup poll discovered that Rhode Island is the state least appreciated by its own residents. Just 18% of Rhode Islanders said our small slice of southeastern New England was the best place or one of the best places to live. The New York Times picked this up. Times reporter Kit Seeley wrote that, quote, poor little Rhodey, unquote, was a sinkhole of a state, quote, sized just right to contain its pride, unquote. This came in the wake of a public opinion survey commissioned by Bryant University, Channel 36 in the Providence Journal, that showed just 2% of Rhode Islanders rated state leaders as effective, while the vast majority, 82%, said our political hierarchy rates as fair or poor. Well, today's Memorial Day, the unofficial beginning of summer, the best season our cozy and sometimes claustrophobic state has to offer. We're not going to have a change in latitude, so let's have a change in attitude. It's true that Rhode Island's economy, while recovering from a brutal recession, is still in the doldrums, staggering under the nation's highest unemployment rate. And yes, some of our politicians continue to act foolishly, even corruptly. Providence has forever lived in the long shadow cast by Boston, a world-renowned city that sports the Red Sox and the Bruins, while we get their minor league affiliates. And nobody's pleased about the taxpayers being on the hook for millions of dollars in loans granted to bankrupt 38 Studios, a mess foisted upon us by a dumb and perhaps greedy statehouse. Yet even in this season of discontent, we can stop being such negative nabobs. It helps to have money to enjoy the Ocean State's summer charms, but it isn't a requirement. You can take a rip to bus to one of our fabulous beaches. That's better than staying home and cursing the humidity. Your family can watch the Pawtucket Red Sox at McCoy Stadium for less than the cost of a movie. On Mondays, hot dogs are just a buck. It doesn't cost a nickel to walk Benefit Street's spectacular mile of architectural history. Ditto for a stroll through Wickford. Taking a picnic lunch to Beaver Tail is free, as is access to Newport's majestic cliff walk and Providence's water fire. History encircles us. From Bristol's iconic July 4th parade to the Museum of Work and Culture in Woonsocket, from the John Brown House on Providence's east side to Napatree Point in Westerly. Too many of us blame the government for our ailments. If you think you're in a dead-end job, there's no better time than the present to take courses at the Community College of Rhode Island, Rhode Island College, or the University of Rhode Island to learn some new skills. Underemployment and unemployment is largely a function of a lack of education and skills. At some point, you create your own opportunity. We're in the echo chamber of a campaign season. It often feels as if our politicians hunt for votes by pandering to the everything in Rhode Island stinks crowd. If you're mad as hell and can't take it anymore, why not try getting involved in a solution? Working on a campaign or a public issue in your spare time might improve things. Rhode Islanders don't like change. It's our state's beauty and, of course, bane. It means that we cling to tradition. It is this impulse that gives us our appreciation for the past and the historic preservation of neighborhoods and buildings that's unparalleled in our nation. But it has also meant that we're wary of new ideas and too often dismiss them because of the "we've always done it this way" syndrome. The grand irony of Rhode Island is how much outsiders admire our state. They love being here so much that they spend $1,000 a week or more to rent a cottage along our miles of cobalt coastline. They clog our highways and line up to get into restaurants from Block Island to Burrillville. They come for the ocean, the history, the food, the festivals, the music, and yes, the people. They would love for their kids to be accomplished enough to get into Brown, RISD, or Providence College. It's no surprise that national magazines such as Travel and Leisure consistently rate Rhode Island as one of the country's top tourist destinations. People who weren't hatched, matched, and dispatched in the Ocean State love us. Our grass is always greener, Rhode Islanders, the only folks who don't like Rhode Island.